needs to go downtown massive. We're talking with Baby Shum, one of the hottest DJs in the reggae industry right now. Trust me. So Shum, we left off talking about your collaboration with Ace, dancehall producer Dave Kelly. And for the radio listeners who are not that well-versed in the reggae dancehall scene, Dave Kelly is a Jamaican producer who has been responsible for creating an enormous amount of hit rhythms or musical backing tracks. Beside the Joyride, Dave Kelly has created rhythms such as Showtime, Blockout Backyard, The Bug, and The Clone, both of which were really massive this year, and in 99, and most currently The Bounce. So on The Bounce, you have the current number one smasher, Man and Man, and massive, trust me, that tune is so big already that it already inspired a counter-action tune from Mr. Benji. And let's talk about the album Wow, this story. It's a two CD for the price of one deal, right?
Yeah.
Right. What are these two CD about? How are they split up?
CD number one entitled to the beginning.
Right.
CD number one of all the hits, all my hits from day one.
True.
1995 to 2000 with three brand new songs on it.
Uh-huh.
Man and Man, which is currently the number one song in dancehall.
True.
Babylon Boy, which is currently the number one underground song in dancehall.
True. Yes,
and
right.
People. CD number two now is entitled Another Level.
Same.
The only song you know on Another Level is Another Level with me and Bounty Killer.
And Bounty Killer, same.
Nine brand new tracks and I'm DJing in straight English.
Right.
Yeah, like, hands off my property. This is not Monopoly. Only my girl and she alone can be on top of me. Straight English.
Yeah.
To take the music to another level.
Yes, I. Yes, I. Yeah, Another Level, that was holding number one spot as well for a couple of weeks earlier this year. You also have a track on it called Ghetto Man Pledge. Is that true?
Oh, Ghetto Pledge at the beginning.
Yeah, seen.
We are free at every youth all the field, 'cause we are from Jamaica feel proud. What Sam say?
Yes, I. Yes. That let's talk about Ghetto Man Pledge a little bit, because that tune has been getting a massive radio play here in New Mexico even as well, and many outsiders, maybe they view the ghetto as a hotbed of corruption, and by listening to reggae dancehall in the past years, I noticed a certain a ghetto youth code of honor, a certain set of rule or beliefs that many ghetto people seem to share. Is that exactly what Ghetto Man Pledge is about?
Well, Ghetto Pledge is like a song reminding wherever you're from, whoever you be.
Same.
No matter what, keep it real and always be proud country.
Same. No matter where you come from.
No matter where you come
from. Same. Yes, I am. You also have a tune with Foxy Brown upon the album, right?
With
Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of response have you been getting from that tune over here in America?
Well, that song is doing very well.
Yeah?
Very, very well. Especially
yeah.
In Europe. They already added it to Kiss FM in Europe.
Yeah.
Very, very well.
All right. As mentioned before, Shum, another artist featured upon Wow the Story is the mighty Bounty Killer. And I have heard Bounty being mentioned as being somewhat of your mentor. What is your relationship with Bounty Killer?
Oh, well, we're just friends.
We're your friends?
Yeah, we have been friends from like my school days. At that time, he was already established and already
true.
Doing his thing, but... He used to give me like one or two pointers.
Seen. Yeah. Yeah, man. The combinations that you did with Bounty at Another Level is really amazing. It's still really big in the dance hall out here in New Mexico. So again, New Mexico people, the CD is out there. Baby Shum, Wow. The Story. A double CD for the price of one. If you can find it in the stores, you can check the internet, www.madhouserecords.com. Again, that's www.madhouserecords.com. And Shum, if somebody wants to link up with you, do you have an email address or website or something
Email address is
shum@madhouserecords.com.
madhouserecords.com.
Sham@madhouserecords.com. All right.
Yeah.
So, what does the future hold for Baby Sham? What do you wish for?
I know I just aim to take dancehall music to that level where it's recognized.
Seen.
As a force.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I aim to sell a lot of copies also.
Maybe. All right. Yeah.
Millions of copies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's. I hope we can contribute. New Mexico can contribute to that. So the album again, Wow, is out in the stores. You can check it out. You have any last words for the people here in New Mexico?
I just want to tell the fans that I guarantee them that the album will be like more than what you're expecting.
Yes.
Not the regular dance.
Scene. It'll take you to another level.
We'll pick it up to another level.
Yes, sir.
We'll pick it up.
Yeah.
And lots of love to the New Mexico fans. Albuquerque, lots of love. We were like there, partying. They were beating down the fence. They were non-stop jumping. So love to all my Albuquerque fans, New Mexico fans.
Hmm.
Wow, this is Baby Sham. We doing it all night. What? All effing night. We doing it all night. What?
All right, Baby Sham again. An honor to link up with you in the name of the entire Dancehall Massive in New Mexico. And I wish you all the best. Plenty more on number one hits. Trailer loads of success with the album, and like we said, hopefully can reach platinum, and the people here in New Mexico can contribute to that cause. See?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay.
All the best. God bless and honor.
Yeah. Call me tomorrow.
See? I will do that.